For the rest of this hour, we're going to talk about something called biometrics. Under the U.S. VISIT program set up by the Department of Homeland Security, visitors to the United States will be required to provide border guards with biometric information, things like fingerprint scans and face scans. The first phase of the program is already underway at major airports in the United States. The idea is to be able to track foreign visitors to the U.S. using the latest technology. But as with any new system, there are potential pitfalls. For the rest of this hour, we'll talk about the new biometric technology, how it works, and what kinds of problems may arise. You're welcome to join the conversation. Our number is 1-800-989-8255. That's 1-800-989-TALK. And now let me introduce my guest. Dr. Jim Wayman is Director of Biometric Research at San Jose State University. He joins us from there by phone. Welcome back to Science Friday, Dr. Wayman.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate your having me on the phone, on the show.
Well, you're welcome. And biometrics is it sort of sounds like we all should know that word, but maybe we ought to not assume that and give it a definition to begin with.
Sure. Prior to about 1980, the field was called automatic personal identification, and that perhaps is more descriptive. Biometric technologies are automated means of recognizing people based on biological and behavioral traits.
So in other words, that's why a fingerprint would be considered a biometric, or what are some of the others? You said faces. I mean, that's sort of a broad description. What we look like, is that enough for a machine to detect?
Yes, an image of a person can be matched to a previously stored image of a person. In the definition of biometrics, the key operating word here is automatic. That excludes such things currently as DNA analysis. We don't consider DNA in that same class of technologies because it's not fully automated. So within the class, you'd have voice recognition, you'd have iris recognition, face recognition, hand shape recognition, fingerprint recognition. I'm leaving out a whole host of others, too, but those are the most popular.
Now, the U.S. VISIT program, maybe you can just tell me a little bit about what that's intended to do.
Now, I have to preface my remarks by saying that I do not work for the Department of Homeland Security, and I certainly am not an expert in this area, but I do know people that work for it.
Well, in general terms, I mean, we
yes.
want to. We promise right. not to hold your feet to the fire if right. you get a detail wrong.
This is a direct outcome of the Enhanced Border Security and Visa Entry Reform Act of 2002. However, the seeds of this idea were planted in the 1990s with previous acts that far predate 9/11. The idea is that we need to take better control of our borders. We need to start identifying more closely the people that come into our country on visas and the people who leave the country on visas for the specific reason of preventing visa overstays, and also to prevent entry into this country of people that we know are undesirable, for instance, on the FBI's wanted list, for instance. Congress has made a decision that we need to tighten up our borders, and that includes trying to either keep out or apprehend people that we're actively looking for law enforcement violations, and also to enforce our visa time limits. If someone's given a 90-day visa, the government's decided they need to be out in 90 days, and we need to check that.
And how does having some sort of an automated system help that? I mean, isn't it this? I mean, if they're running around and you have their fingerprint on file, what good does that do you if they're not coming back through a border crossing?
Right. That's exactly right. But keep in mind there are 1 billion, with a B, border crossings a year. That's about 500 million into the United States. That's 500 million out of the United States. You're not going to do this by hand. You're going to have to automate this system. So it's going to have to be an automated system of some type. Now, the biometric portion of the system is a real small part of just the overall information flow and bookkeeping. But it's an important part because it connects the human body, the person themselves, with the border crossing, both into the U.S. and out of the U.S. In other words, in very simple terms, it makes sure that the person that comes into the country on a visa is also the same person that leaves the country prior to the expiration of that visa.
I'm Joe Palca, and this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. We're talking to Dr. Jim Wayman. He's an expert in biometrics, and biometrics are going to be used as part of a new program to track visitors to the United States. How accurate are? I mean, what's the most accurate biometric at this point? Is it still fingerprints, or is there something else that's overtaking fingerprints?
Let me articulate the question a little bit better, because there's two types of errors. One type of error is that I'm not recognized as myself, and that's the most insidious type of error. It's hard to get that error down much below a percent or so for any of the technologies. The other type of error is that I am falsely recognized as someone else, and some technologies, such as fingerprinting in particular and iris recognition, seem to have very low false match rates. It's very improbable, for instance, for two index fingers, as are collected in the U.S. visit program, for me to be matched to someone else's record. What's much more likely, either with iris recognition or fingerprinting or any of the other biometric measures, is that I will have changed, my fingerprints will have changed, and I will not be recognized as myself later. So those type of error rates run a percent or two, but that's well known. And so, these systems have to be adapted and adopted, and procedures and policies have to be in place to account for the fact that people sometimes simply aren't recognized as themselves.
All right. Well, we should ask our listeners what they make of all this. Let's go to Pete in Charlotte, North Carolina. Pete, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. I was at Busch Gardens Williamsburg recently, and they've implemented for the first time a hand scanner technology. Personally, I didn't like it, and I found out later you can just show your photo ID. But I was wondering if they're going to have, or do they already have, laws regarding the use of that information.
Interesting. So this gets into the privacy question, Dr. Wayman. What about that?
Privacy is certainly extremely important. What I didn't tell you is that I'm calling you now from Korea. There's an international standards meeting here on biometrics being held all of this week and all of next. And there are six focus groups developing standards. One of the focus groups is developing standards for privacy. Last year, the National Research Council released a report on authentication technologies and their implication for privacy. In other words, no one in this industry or in the government is oblivious to the problems that Pete has pointed to. We do have to have privacy controls in this data. We have to understand what we're going to do with it. We have to make it very clear to people who give the data how the data will be used and how it will be protected.
Interesting. Let's go quickly to Dave in Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
We only have a few minutes left, or very less than that, so please be brief.
Yeah, what's the really the point of doing all this when, for example, here in Arizona, we've got 1,000 illegal aliens a day coming across the border in the United States that aren't going to even comply with this?
Well, that's an interesting question. Is this a high-tech solution to a low-tech problem?
You're absolutely right, and the people I've talked to within the Department of Homeland Security, as well as a recent GAO, Government Accounting Office, report, points that out. That Dave is exactly right, that much of our border problem is caused by illegal immigrants, and illegal immigration, at least through non-designated port of entries, is not going to be impacted one way or the other by biometrics. He's absolutely correct. Biometrics is not the total solution to the nation's border problems. It's just one small piece in a much larger solution that's going to involve human elements as well as technological elements.
Okay, Dr. Wayman, I have a feeling we've kept you up in the middle of the night if you're in Korea.
Yeah, it's pretty late here. I think we're looking at about 5 in the morning.
Well, thank you very much for staying up. It was very interesting to talk to you. Dr. Wayman is director of the Biometric Research Program at San Jose State University. Earlier, we spoke to Dr. Jeffrey Sachs, director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University. Kevin Wade is our technical director here at Talk of the Nation Science Friday. Our audio engineers are Matt Galek and Rigo Cardi in New York, Tim Skoggs and Mike Garth in Boston. Greg Smith composed our theme music. We had help today from NPR librarians Key Molesky and Alphonse Finn. If you have comments or questions, write to us at Science Friday, 55 West 45th Street, 4th floor, New York, New York, 10036. You can also email us at our internet address, which is scifry@npr.org, or surf over and visit our website at www.sciencefriday.com. Ira Flato will be back next week with a show that will come from the new Science Fiction Museum and Hall of Fame in Seattle, Washington. How cool is that? For NPR News in New York, I'm Joe Palca.